A very warm welcome to the 12th week of the Energy Language Basic course. I'm kind of really, hi Arjun, I'm really, I'm kind of a bit proud of you. You made it. You were so open. You participated in everything. I really felt that all of you were really in the matter and opening to receive the initiations and also sharing your experiences and questions. So I found it really a fresh and vital group field. And even though Arjun, you haven't joined us often live, but I also felt you really present in the field. So that was also lovely. And of course, nice to have you now also with us. And I really want to take this coming together for the last time in this way, in this context, and open the space for what, if there is anything, what you sense, what you would need in order to continue to taking really all what you have received into your life, and just maybe tune into your system, whether you feel confident about it, joyful and well equipped in a way, or if there is anything you would need or wish for in order to make this a part of your life. Yeah. And as I said, I guess it was somewhere in the beginning, I also said I had periods where it was more alive in my day-to-day living, and then I had periods where it was running more in the background. But I would really say I use something of it, of the whole toolkit, really every day. Right now, it's part of me. It became part of my life. And if there is anything you would need or you want to share, because also I found also your sharings very helpful. That's always nice because you bring then your unique experience, your way of seeing it, your way of working with it into the field, and that's always expanding and enriching. So I really also love that.
Purya, can I ask you a question? I think you, because you are clearly the guru in the whole thing, can you maybe inspire us, like, how does a day look for you when you really use this? Well, not to the, like, at most maximum, but to the level where you really use it. Like, how would it look? Like, you wake up and you use it, you know, in a specific way, and then you, you know, like, I just want to get a little bit of inspiration on how would a person like you use the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it really depends. I always go with what life brings. So it's very much dependent, but what I kind of cultivated is that I with many or with really little exceptions, I do every morning kind of some body work and some silent work, some kind of meditation. And that's out of 7 days, maybe one day a week in average, I don't do it, or even less, maybe 2 days a month. And there I almost every day really attune as I kind of, I guess I talked about it, this next level energy language where you get 7 shape grids, which represent 10 optimal healthy body systems. So a healthy skeletal system, a healthy nervous system, a healthy circulatory system, respiratory system, digestive system, endocrine system, lymphatic system, urinary system, muscle system. I guess there were these 10. And by applying them, you help your body really to come into your optimum state in all of the systems. And this I do every day. And I'm rarely sick in a way. I also notice intensity when it's in the field. I process stuff, but I rarely am kind of physically sick with, you know. And I do the same with the other 10 structures which relate to the emotional system. So this is kind of my basic work every day, this my physical system and attuning my emotional system. And that takes me not a long time. I stay with every 7 shape grids of those. So it's 20, maybe for 2 breaths with each. That's one. Then the next. So it doesn't take a long time to attune.
Apurya, can I ask? I'm super inspired, really. Like, I was like, okay, I really want to try. Is that what you say now, the emotional and the physical work by each of the system, do you use then the advanced language, or do you use what we've learned?
It would be an advanced course where you would be initiated in those structures. Yeah.
And yes. Both emotional and the physical one that you mentioned.
And it's very similar, like the 7 shapes grid. I shared many of them with you.
Yeah.
You have 10 representing each one body system and 10 representing an aspect which is more addressed to your emotional body.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is what I use. Then what I also do, for example, maybe I can, I just bring it here. I have this little Indian thing. And I have a card with each of the advanced shapes. So it's 80 cards. It has the shape in the front and the explanation on the back. For example, for this 80 shapes. And then I show you my secrets. And then I have 144 cards with the different colors. And when I am in a situation where I would like to be really energetically supported, I pick them like an oracle. And they are always right on the point. I never had it that I thought, oh, what the heck? No, it was always, and then this is going on, you know, because sometimes you notice, there is something processing I'm in an expansion process, maybe not really knowing what is there. And then when I use them, and then of course, I also implement them into the meditation, sitting with the quality of the shape and this color, and it always feels either empowering me or supporting letting go or coming into an attitude with a supportive. So, and I have them really in this thing, and even when I travel and I don't like to have a lot of baggage, but this comes with when I go for, not over a weekend, you know, but when I go, for example, the last winters I stayed in India, that comes with me.
It's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing, really.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to say from my end that, you know, when I was coming to the course, those who were on the very first course, I said, you know, one day I want to learn how to download the language, but like literally like a French language or this and this, because I believe it's possible. But at the end of this program, I'm like, the most important language is the language how to master your being, you know, your frequency. So I got so much more than just one tiny language, you know.
Yeah, and
I'm very grateful. I'm inspired by you, really.
Yeah, thank you. And the interesting thing is also that, I mean, this is universal, you know? This is in every country, it would be the same. And I also experienced, for example, I was 2 or 3 times invited to give a course in Italy. And I just speak really a tiny little bit of Italian, you know, a few words, and I could order a pizza and gelati and grazie and va bene and stuff like that. So not a lot. But when I was teaching that, and I had a translator, because not everybody, Italians, they are a bit, you know, they are a bit, no other language, Italian is fine. So they didn't speak so good English. But when they would share something, or when they would address a question to me, and I would sense into them and into the energy, I most of the time would know what they are talking about. Sometimes I even responded before the translator translated it. And it is not understanding Italian. It's understanding the person, the energy. It's not the language. In a way, you could say that the spoken language is indirect or is slower than the immediate resonance in the field. Yeah. And also another experience is that, with, for example, with the interviews for the Conscious Evolution Summit, I had the chance to speak with more than 100 people and being in this field together. And most of them said that was the most present field they ever were in, or a field where a lot of creativity could come up, where they would have insights they didn't know before, where there was a constant being together from all levels. They sensed it. And when you are with people like that, when you are with their physical system, when you are with their emotional system, their mental system, and their spiritual system, and you really meet them totally, that's always, for many people, that's, you know, we are longing for that. That is really what intimacy means, being with someone, another being in all your dimensions. And you also then kind of get so much information and so much guidance and insights, because usually, I mean, in this modern society, most of us are mainly in the head and in the rational, and then you have a very tiny percentage information running. So, and of course I use it for healing sessions and for coaching. Yeah, so many applications.
That was
a long answer to your question.
No, but it's such an important answer, because this will inspire, I think, all of us, you know, to see the potential. And I mean, clearly, just this seeing the bag, it's like, wow, my God, you're the I don't know, what's the guru, is that the right word? But can I ask you about when you spoke at summit, what did you use that made Did you use any unconditional love? Did you use cone? What made them feel this field of such a connectedness during your speech? Did you have an intention or?
No, I mean, me being fully present in all my levels, really vibrating in all my levels, although sometimes there was fear in the field because that was a very famous person and I don't have so much self-esteem, you know, I felt my conditioned self felt a little bit little or too small or something like that. But then I also brought this into the field. I didn't hide it. I let it vibrate, fear, for example, or low self-esteem or whatever. But I'm there with all my levels. And then fully connected with the field of the summit, with all the participants in the field, and just flowing what is relevant for this field, and then speaking it out and trusting it. No specific shape, no specific something, but just this openness that what is relevant flows through in a way. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Are there any questions for you to kind of take it away into your life? Or maybe you can share any ideas you have where you want to use it or bring it or... yeah.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. I've made more mobiles. And now I've got healing and also trust, and now they're all hanging up. And
can
I wondered if
us?
That's a pro. it's a little dark still, but I try.
That is so sweet.
I don't hang on.
Yeah. I saw some colors in the dark. Yeah.
I can't hang on. I turn another light on.
But I saw it. Yeah, there it is. Cute.
Anyway, so I've got three of them hanging up because I actually really like them. And I wondered if that's a problem, like that there's different qualities hanging together.
I would say sense into your system how it is for you. If you feel comfortable with it, do it. And if not, try experiment with changes.
Yeah. Okay. And another question that I have, I remember that you said in the past that if we would use the little drawings for ourselves, that they mean something, but for someone else, they don't really have that same meaning. I guess that would also apply to the mobiles.
Yeah.
And, but if I wanted to bring in a certain frequency with someone in conjunction with their approval, would that be possible that I could bring that frequency in and borrow them my mobile for a while?
Yeah, that's possible.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Or maybe they say I want to borrow the whole matrix.
Anyway, there have been lots of fun. I really like making them, and they really look good also when they hang up, and because they're light, they have movement in the wind and stuff. So it's just, they were lots of fun. I really enjoyed it.
All right.
I sent you some pictures when,
please.
I will.
Share it in the Telegram group, then everybody can see it.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you.
Great. Yeah. And is anyone here who is kind of not really confident for working with it or applying it? Is anyone who feels a blockage, a limitation, a hesitation or something, or not here in this group.
Hi, Puria.
Hi.
You can hear me okay?
Yeah.
I don't think I feel maybe necessarily a blockage, but I feel like I just need to spend more time with, you know, withdrawing them and going back through everything we learned. I feel like I still need more time to digest it. And
Absolutely. Yeah, wonderful. I mean, when I studied it, it was always in person. It was never online. And I took some classes. I guess I were in them 3 or 4 times. Maybe twice just on my own, and the other time I already was in the teacher training and then also teaching something or translating, but kind of were part of that. So you have the advantage the first time that you have recordings, so you could repeat something just on your own and in your own time, and you don't need to travel somewhere. You really have it in the comfort of your home, and that kind of never happened before. I really checked deeply in because these teachings were always transported mouth by mouth and in person. But I got a yes to share it also in that way. Kind of special circumstances need special answers. So, great.
Well, thank you for that. I'm grateful because obviously otherwise I wouldn't have been able to keep up.
Yeah, so
that was really great.
Yeah, great. And I don't know if I ever will experience that, but I would really love to see if that would be a language which would be much more used, shared maybe in schools or in alternative systems more. But some also said, I mean, in the past, there were maybe a bit history. There were the first time when they were shared to Westerners was just shortly before the Second World War was over. Until this time, they were only really in the Mayan tradition, in the Mayan culture. And then they started to share it to 2 Westerners. From one, it said that this person kind of disappeared and never was seen somewhere. And the other person started to share it, but didn't really have a lot of resonance. So not a lot of people were interested in that kind. And maybe you can kind of guess it. It's now 80 years later, and still the majority is very much programmed on the rational, the intellect, what you can grasp. And that was just not, time wasn't really ready that people were open. And on the other hand, I guess it's also, how to say, maybe it also makes sense because yes, it operates in the unseen. Yes, you can't touch it, and yet it's really powerful. So I also kind of always check in who wants to be in the course, and I really check the integrity kind of and the maturity of people. Would they kind of use it really appropriate and not harm anybody or just want to, let's say, gain your advantages and to for the cost of others or stuff like that. So you could also do kind of black magic with these things if you want to put it on in this label.
Puria, if I may comment on this, well, I find that it came in the perfect time. now that we're moving to the new earth consciousness. For me, I believe it was not just for me, I believe for everybody who is here, I believe it was the best time, you know. And to be honest, a person who wants to intentionally use it in a bad way, not just this, but they will find a ways, you know, how to use anything in a bad way. So I don't think we can have a control of that. So I think the only thing we can do is to set an intention that the people who finds it, you know, uses it. And I think, to be honest, it takes a lot of energy to put it in a bad usage. You know, most of the time, I think universe kind of supports you to use it in a most positive way.
Yeah, I remember just when I was a student, there was once one person who the person was really kind of severely in a mental disease state, like borderline personality. And there the teacher said after the basic course that he wouldn't accept him for further.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, I don't know if we have time at the end, but at the end, I would like to share also my experience. Maybe at the end, I don't know how the today's schedule goes.
Yeah. You could do it now, Irina.
Oh, yeah, sure. So my experience was very interesting. 2 years ago, I had a Reiki initiation, which went in a very peculiar way. And I did not have a good feeling. For whatever reason, I didn't have a very good feeling. And in the middle of the night, I wake up with a very fearful feeling. All I remember is that in the middle of thinking, why this emotion? Like, where did this emotion coming from? And almost feeling, oh my God, am I going into panic? All I remember that almost in my third eye, whatever you want to call it, but in my inner eye, I saw that I got into a cube. Like there was a golden cube around me and an internal voice said, it's all good, just sleep, you know, don't worry, just sleep. Never forgot this experience because I never had such a peculiar experience. It was so clear, this cube was so clear to me. And only with your course, I understood the meaning of it, that somehow my internal system knew this protection mechanism and just put a cube around me in the moment that I really needed it. And cube comes to me very natural. And especially, well, after learning what you taught me, you know, it comes to me super natural. Like immediately I can put cube on something where I feel need stability. And then dismantle it when I don't need it anymore. But I've been using joy and harmony very intentionally and very often because I love the feeling, especially of harmony. I was very disharmonized in my masculine feminine aspects, and the harmony kind of brings me this inner internal harmonical field between, you know, between my masculine and feminine sides. And it has really changed me. I don't know, like me in the beginning, of course, and now I feel very advanced. I feel very advanced in using in managing my internal states, my emotional states. And that's why I feel that you gave an amazing gift, you know, not just some French language, but an important language where you actually maneuver your emotions. At the end, that's what is, you know, life is comprised about. So, and I'm looking forward to, you know, advance with other, you know, other ones, but somehow, you know, my favorites were these two and I used it quite often. But I'm sure, you know, that I will use more. I'm more than grateful. That's all I want to say. And I'm really looking forward for any other advanced courses that will come up. But only positive experience. So thank you for that.
Thank you for your sharing, Irina. Yeah, and Anne has just put a question in the chat. And I really like this question. Anne, you are a very good questioner. I love your questions. And this is kind of which shade of purple, blue or green, because you have many, you can have maybe 10 greens, 10 blues, 10. That's right. And if possible, I would choose kind of a shade which is in the middle of the spectrum of light or dark blue or light or dark green. Sometimes with my pencils, when I use green, I don't have really a middle green because it's it's this package of 10 or 12 basic ones. So I don't have more greens, only one or two. And then I mix them. I have a light green and a dark green, and I mix them a little bit so that it's more in the medium. Yeah. Does this answer your question, Anne? But if you can choose, then it would be a middle one, kind of. And yeah, in the advanced course, you would see the differentiations. There are then maybe 6 or 8 blues. I don't have it now in my mind, and 6 or 8 different reds, or yeah. And of course, they are always kind of not very different, but representing just nuances and more detailed facets of something. So red has always to do with kind of vitality, earth, fiery energy. That's the quality of red. But when you have it in more nuances, it brings just different facets into it. Yeah. Heidi, you look very beautiful today.
Thank you. So I also have a question. I also have 2 or 3 grids. I'm working a lot with, and sometimes in the morning I look on my cards and I'm feeling inside of me which grid would be good for this day, and then, because last time you spoke about the sphere to bring flow and things, I wonder if I can use it, the different shapes more to, in situations, for example, which are blocked, and I have my grid inside of me and I feel I'm not able to reach or to change something. So I was thinking perhaps it would be a nice idea to bring some shapes into the room, not wanting to really change the other person, but to change the frequency in the room.
Yeah, of course, you can do that. Yeah.
And I also was thinking sometimes I had the... I don't know if this was right, but I put in difficult situations, I imagine that in one corner there will be a grid for a moment. And I don't know if this is okay, or if it's better instead of bringing the whole grid into the room, to bring only a shape into the room.
That is really up to you. Sometimes you can choose just a shape or a grid. I mean, it's representing a quality, and whatever quality you would prefer, you use. And I mean, the most powerful is when you, in a way, embody that quality. When you not just put it in a room, but when you have this intention that you are vibrating in this quality. And this is you don't need to kind of think all the time, oh, I have to vibrate now. And because then you are in a conversation, you know, but just one intentional moment where you are present, where now I invite this quality and I really embody it. And then it's even more powerful when it uses a system which is alive than when you just would put it in the room. This is how I would prefer it. Yeah.
And when you speak about quality, shapes have qualities and grids have qualities. So which kind of quality is more intense, or does it depend? For example, the sphere for flow, the cylinder to bring some
meaning, fast. So there is not more intensity when it's a 7 shape grid in the room, for example, or to embody. It's just a combination of qualities, which then you could say maybe similar would be the shapes are letters and the grid is a word. And sometimes you want to have the quality of this word, and sometimes you only want the quality of this letter. It's just different. It's not less powerful, or, you know, it's only different. Yeah.
Okay. So I will play with it and see what it brings up for me. And so thank you.
Great. All right. Any question about choosing and setting grids, personal or stationary, or do you feel well equipped with this from the initiations? And also, I mean, yeah, you have the recordings. And I also said, feel free to, if something comes your way in the future, I'm not out of the world. We are still in the Telegram group, and you can also share there or ask. I really would like to have this available for you also in the future. Yeah.
I have a question regarding, so I put the personal grid. I haven't found the time and the space for the grid for a space or a place, but I want to do that when I find the right moment. But I mentioned I'm going to put it on the car. It's like kind of the only thing that I really own here. And I have the grid of trust is hanging right close to the mirror in the car. So I always see it. So I'm always, when I'm driving, I'm like, trust. So it's more a reminder for me rather than something I put on the car. So that's how I've been using the trust grid, no, in my journeys and my ways and all the different things. So it doesn't interfere with having like the grid den on the car. And I got really inspired by Maitri and her Mobilis. So I found a ball because that's missing to the personal grid. So I want to make a personal grid as a mobile and put that, kind of close to the bed space. So I have it there and I can see it. So if there's like then the personal grid that's like hanging and then the grid of the car, and then this is too many things in like a small place, or does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter. I would really observe your system. If your system would feel kind of chaotic or overwhelmed, or really you would feel kind of very weird, very different than usually, I would maybe then see if it's necessary to reduce it. But if you like it, if you enjoy it, it can work very well together. I mean, we are always exposed to so many qualities, you know. Our systems, they receive lots of information. When you are in a city, many people and cars and advertisement, and you know, it's we can be with quite a lot. And this is, let's say, in that sense, a quite detailed and pure quality of frequency, much more than we often have it in this world. They are often, qualities are very mixed up and entangled and not really vibrating clear. And I had it, I mean, I don't know who said it, but was it you, Irina? When I was initiated in these teachings, already in the first day, my sense was, I know that. I somewhere in my system, something knows that. I knew, I didn't hear it the first time, but I couldn't have put it in words or describe it or explain it. It was just something in me knows that stuff. It's not so new. And what also was really interesting, that, I mean, these teachings really operate a lot on the, I said, on the indigo frequency, which is mostly located in the third eye. That's the frequency of wisdom of the third eye. And there this is running. And some said, what has it something to do with the Indigo children? I mean, that was very famous when I was younger. They came up, this kind of generation where you have many different children and people. And yes, I would say it has something to do with it, because what they have in common, that they have much more easy access to psychic abilities and reading, perceiving energy, but in a sense also having often very much difficult, because they sense so much and they perceive so much in and what people say and what they embody can often be a very different thing. And especially for children, that's a very big challenge, because and the more sensitive and the more open, the more you have difficulty to make sense of what you perceive and what a person says, or what you perceive and what a person does. And when that is not congruent, that can cause much chaos and fear. And, you know, when you are in a world where you perceive it's like that, and then everything around says something else, then you lose trust in your ability to perceive. Mm. And I just had sometimes people like that in the course, and for them that was a big healing. Much became clearer, and they could handle a lot more. And yeah. All right, good. So then I have two more goodies for you for the end. I chose two more seven shape grids, which I want to initiate you into. All right, so please find a comfortable position. Bring your awareness inside. If you like, you can close your eyes and connect with your physical body. And invite your physical body to relax and to open. And no matter if there might be parts which are feeling a bit more tense, or maybe even a little bit painful, can also invite these parts to open up without force. And allow your breath flowing in and out in all directions. And with your next breath, expand your awareness further for a moment into the thin layer of the etheric body. And invite this part of you also to open, relax, and soften. And if there would be any irritation, blocked energy, which now wants to just use this invitation to liberate or even to leave, you can just allow that. And with your next breath, you can expand your awareness even further into the more subtle realm of your emotional body. And just imagine, maybe like opening the windows to let in a fresh breeze with fresh spring air into your system. And if there is maybe a little bit dust or something which doesn't smell so good in the house, this can just leave through this open windows so that there is a nice, clean, fresh air in your house, in your emotional body. And with your next breath, expand your awareness even further into the realm of the mental body. And just have in mind that it's all around, it's in your physical body, all over, it's around your physical body, it's not only in the head. And it's just another atmosphere. And even becoming more subtle. And also here, maybe you want to invite your mental body to let go of whatever wants to leave. Old stories, beliefs, thought patterns, which aren't really serving you anymore, and which are now just using this invitation to move out this organism. And for a moment, become aware how your breath can move through your system in and out in your own rhythm. Getting more and more space and more freedom and liberty to really move through this whole system. And with your next breath, expand your awareness even further into the dimension of the spiritual realm. And just notice how this registers in you, this very open, limitless, eternal realm, where we move out of time and space. Where everything is interconnected and everything is there. No beginning and no end. And with your next breath, bring your awareness to your mental body. And have this intention to connecting with the indigo frequency. And the movement on this indigo frequency is faster than the speed of light. Whatever moves on the indigo frequency is very, very fast and quick. And then see, sense, feel us together, standing in a circle, sitting in a circle, however it appears in your inner eye, in a sacred space, where whatever wouldn't support these teachings will not be with us, because this space is so pure and clean that it only attracts what supports. And now see, sense, or feel in the center of our circle, how a red pyramid appears, and perceive how this red pyramid is entering your root chakra. And open your root chakra to receive this unique quality of balance filled with vitality. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how an orange beak cone is coming from the front and entering your second chakra. Notice this unique quality of focused creativity in your second chakra. Allow your system to vibrate freely in it. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a yellow cube is coming from the front and entering your solar plexus chakra. Clear stability. Structured clarity in your solar plexus. with your next breath, perceive how a green beak cone is coming from the front and entering your heart space. This is the frequency of healing and focus, vibrating in your heart chakra. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a blue beak cone is coming from the front, entering your throat chakra. Focused communication and focused expression. In your throat chakra. And with your next breath, perceive how a beak cone filled with the frequency of the color purple is entering your third eye. And allow this frequency to vibrate freely in the center of your head. Focused wisdom. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a pyramid filled with the frequency of the color white is coming from the front and entering your seventh chakra, just above your head. This is how unity, oneness, combined with harmony, balance, feels like. Allow your system to fully vibrate in this frequency. And for a moment, connect with all your seven chakras and be aware of the entire seven shape grid, which holds the frequency of the quality luck. This is the frequency of luck now vibrating in your system. And allow that this imprints to the level of your cells and your DNA in your system. So that you deeply know this quality. And with your next breath, let all the shapes move out of your system towards the back, so that they are disappearing and getting smaller, smaller, and dissolving. And for a moment, just allow your system to vibrate freely without any particular shape or color. And again, become aware of your mental body and the indigo frequency. Our circle. And see, sense or feel in the center of our circle. A cube filled with the frequency of the color red. And allow this red cube to enter your root chakra. And allow this combination of vitality and stability to vibrate freely in your base. And with your next breath, perceive how a sphere filled with the frequency of the color orange is coming from the front and entering your second chakra. Creativity allowed to move freely. In your second chakra. And with your next breath, perceive how a pyramid filled with the frequency of the color yellow is coming from the front and entering your solar plexus chakra. Balanced clarity in your solar plexus. Allow your solar plexus to fully be in this quality. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a green sphere is coming from the front, entering your heart chakra. The frequency of healing allowed to move freely in all directions there. No preference. And with your next breath, perceive how a pyramid filled with the frequency of the color blue is coming from the front, entering your throat chakra. The quality of balance and relaxation meeting in your center of expression, of communication. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a purple pyramid is coming from the front, entering your third eye. Wisdom in harmony, vibrating freely in your third eye. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a pyramid is coming from the front, entering your crown chakra. Just sense how this white pyramid is vibrating freely in your seventh chakra. Divine harmony. And with your next breath, please expand your awareness and include your entire seven chakras. And vibrate fully in this pure frequency code of beauty. This is the frequency code of beauty now vibrating in your system. And allow this frequency to deeply imprint your system into your cells so that your system deeply knows this code. And with your next breath, let go of all the shapes, colors, and see how they disappear towards the backside and just becoming smaller and smaller and then dissolve. And for a moment, feel the difference when your system is vibrating freely without any particular information. And maybe you want to take a deep breath and in your own time, come back fully with your awareness into your physical body. Maybe you have the urge to move your body, to stretch yourself. We had the first was luck. Many beak cones, huh? Many focus. Yeah. And then I picked that one. I thought luck is always good to have in the pocket. And this is beauty. Many pyramids, lot of balance, harmony, beauty. And then this free movement and the stability in the base. And for example, whenever you want to create something beautiful, in my opinion, we can't have enough beauty on this planet. There is natural beauty all around, but man-made beauty, I guess we can maybe bring a little bit more. How was that for you? Any perception, any experience you want to share, Cindy?
Yeah, wow. The beauty one, which, you know, I couldn't stop yawning, and my eyes kept tearing, they kept watering. And I'm thinking, what is this one? Because I just was really just, you know, really having a lot of wanting to yawn, and my eyes kept watering. And then, wow, when you said that the quality was beauty, I mean, I just felt like, by far my favorite one. It just really was just like, I just felt so like, I don't even know that there's a word on the planet to explain how I felt, but it was beautiful. It was really like, yeah. I don't think there's a word to explain how I felt. It just felt really awesome. Mm. Really, really awesome. So thank you. Wow. That was a good one.
Cindy, just for a moment before you go on, beauty is the food for the soul.
Wow.
Oh, that's really food for the soul.
I must need or something. I don't know. I don't, I'll have to sit with that later today and find out why that is calling to me.
And yeah. I guess you also kind of, you really love beauty.
Well, right now, it's so beautiful here right now, you guys. Like, oh my God, it's been snowing all day. And like, everything is covered in white. It started this morning at 7:30. It hasn't stopped. Everything is so white and so beautiful right now. It's just beautiful.
Now comes even the frequency code on top of it. I mean, that's a lot of beauty to handle.
Oh my goodness, yes. Wow. And then when you said the one is luck. Well, I've never heard the word luck by itself. I've never heard it by itself. It's either good luck or it's bad luck. So I was like, well, what do I do with luck? I don't, you know, that was interesting for me. I never heard it by itself. So what does it mean by itself? What does the word luck mean by itself?
No, I would say it's associated definitely to good luck.
Okay. But it is funny. I kept thinking, well, geez, I've never heard luck on its own.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course I would associate it with good luck, but I mean, it was just funny to hear by itself.
I was just, when I came across that one the first time, I was kind of really irritated that it has so much focus, because you think kind of luck is something, you know, random and you have it or you don't have it, but it has so much focus in the thing. That kind of was a surprise for me. Oh. You know, invite luck. Yeah.
Gotta get a Kleenex.
Who else wants to share?
I would like to share.
Yeah.
Especially like in conjunction with the grid of luck that we had today, and like the, what was it, the grid of surrender that we had the other day, and like some grids where you're like, if you think about the, or if I think about the emotion, or if I think about the quality, I would never like associate it with the shapes that are then in it. But then if I feel the shapes inside of me, I'm like, this makes so much sense. Of course, like it's like, yeah, like the letters forming that word, putting it together. And I can really see, like, for myself, reflecting over like the last 12 weeks and the course and just all the things that I've learned and that I'm able to put and apply in my life right now, it's really giving me like such a like depth in working with my emotions, working with the frequencies around me, observing them, and then like being like, oh, like I want to surrender, but then I know actually like what is needed in the system to surrender in a good way, or like to feel the lack in like a good way, or to feel abundance in a like in a full way. And yeah, just wanted to share that, like that depth of understanding of these qualities, and yeah, super grateful to be able to play with them now and like apply them in everyday life and see how they work.
Lovely. Thank you.
Yeah.
I remember just briefly, I remember from one class, there was a young man in the course, and he then wrote me a few weeks later, you know, when I'm on the playground with my little son and I just sit on the bench, kind being there and observing him, and I feel like as if I would have a bunch of flowers available and I can just flood my system with whatever quality I want. And oh gosh, I actually don't need so much anymore from outside, because now I know how I can just generate it in my system. And it's not difficult. It doesn't take long. I mean, I just also said it in the initiation, and I'm aware that you might be in a kind of trance-like state, but I want to highlight it again. The speed of the indigo frequency is faster than the speed of light. So the information transported on that level is very fast. It's instantaneously. So you don't need to sit an hour to generate the quality and to embody it. It's that fast, you know? It's there, it is. Yeah. All right. Someone else?
I wanted to share, actually, you know, you chose this to like the best closure for the course, the best qualities. It's so funny, like a whole day for some reason in my head I was like, how important it is for a person to believe that they are lucky. I've been thinking this day, like this thought, like almost like, I don't know, like nonstop, and suddenly the luck comes in. I was like, yes, that's right. So like before you even said it was luck, I was really like, I felt happy in my system. I was like, this is good. I was telling myself, this is good. Like, And then you said luck, and I was like, yes, that's the one we need. And then the second one was very tricky. Like, from the very first one, I had a bit of resistance. I was like, what is this shape? Like, why am I resisting it? And then inside, I knew it. I was like, we need this. Like, pay attention. Don't. And then you said beauty. I was like, oh, that makes sense. But it was a bit of a discovery for myself. I don't know. It's interesting for me why I had the resistance, but very important. I really believe that it's so inspiring. It's such an important quality in life. You know, it gives so much energy. Mm-hmm. So you really saved the best for the last. It was a wonderful experience. Thank you.
And it's also lovely what you just shared with that it was there in the morning. I also had it in a course. So one part of my training was a month long in Bali, and we were on a place close to the beach, but the beach was very, very dirty. And I just had in mind, I was walking at the beach and I thought, how would it be if this beach would be clean? And then two people came around the corner and were cleaning the beach.
Wow.
And then we had wonderful food there, Indonesian food. But after a month, and you know, intensity, I thought, I would just love to have French fries right now. And on this evening for dinner, they made French fries. So kind of when you open yourself and when you are vibrating in this clarity and purity, the universe answers you in a way. There is a very fast communication then happening. I mean, it doesn't mean that always happens kind of instantaneously what you wish, but there is a certain attunement then in the field. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I experienced it much more since our course.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, sometimes it's just so fast that I'm like, yes, you know, it's working.
Yeah, it is.
And wonderful.
It also work the other way. So my elder daughter, she was in this class or almost 10 years ago. And she, for example, she had once, I remember, she had an, how you say, an kind of an Ausflug, Livia, was heißt ein Ausflug? A trip with the school somewhere, and she didn't like the trip, and she left home with the purpose to go by bus to the school and then go on this trip with the class, but she didn't like it. And then she took a bus in the different direction and missed the departure of the class kind of, and didn't join the trip. So it can also work in that way.
I agree with Irina there about, like, since this course too, like, I just feel more expansive and more like more expansive, more aware. And I'll always remember when Livia shared with us about how when you know when we tend to get stressed out and uptight, we block spirit, creativity. And so, you know, something as simple as that just be reminded about that, like, oh, you always remain just so open, and every life just flows so much better. Like, and it is a good time to be taking this course, because I don't know, I'm feeling this beautiful shift on the planet. I mean, I've been aware of it for a long time, that this transition that we're going through, of course, it's very painful and very hard. But I'm also aware that it's a very good thing, you know, and this course for sure has helped me, I guess, flow better with the transition that's happening. I just, again, the word that just keeps coming to me is expansive. I feel myself in this expansive field, and I feel at ease with it, and I feel much more relaxed, and and I feel like I'm embodying it more, this trusting and this surrendering and this openness, and it just seems my life right now is just flowing really beautifully, even though, you know, we're living in this interesting time. But yeah, so I'm very, very, very grateful. And, you know, I had to think about it for a good 10 days, like, because I had just signed up for another course and I just went away on a retreat and I'm like, I don't know if I can afford this. I'm like spending all this money just before Christmas. And I really like, but my high self just kept saying, no, you got to sign up. You got to sign up. I think I signed up the day before. Mm-hmm. And I'm so, so, so grateful that I did. So, and just all the insights that I got from all of you guys, it's been a beautiful, beautiful journey. So I, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Aww. Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I wish you a wonderful journey, and maybe our ways crosses, and maybe one day we can meet in person. Who knows? Yeah. And of course, I'm always happy if you meet people where you think they might be interested or benefit of this teachings. It's always lovely to share it. I enjoy sharing it. For me, it's just such a delight, and you were really receiving these teachings well. And I hope you let them flow in your life and you enjoy them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. I hope we stay in touch, everyone. You have been a wonderful group.
I'll start using that Telegram more. I look forward to those pictures.
I just want to say something to Livia. Livia, if you start making your mobiles, don't make the shapes smaller than 4 centimeters, because you will have a hard time trying to glue pyramids and cones together.
That's pretty insider tip.
Great.
Anyway, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much. Everyone. It was a pleasure. It was a huge pleasure to be part of it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.